One of the fascinating opportunities of working with an historical children's literature collection is reading the inscriptions that people wrote in the books. The penmanship generally shows great care taken. Sometimes the script is cursive, feathery, and ornate with curlicues. Other times it is printed in solid block letters. The inscription often is centered on the page and sometimes is enclosed in a border, a simple line affair, or a more elaborate one with flowers or geometric designs. Sometimes great care is taken, but to no avail. One inscription, written with a flourish implying something of a triumph, is written upside down on the inside back cover. Most of the inscriptions are from an adult to a child, and most of the adults are relatives of the child, mama or papa, aunt or uncle, brother or sister. I think if a survey were taken, it would show that aunts gave more books than any other relative. Henry Farnham evidently loved books by the author Thomas W. Knox. He got Knox's books over the course of several years from Mama, Uncle John, Aunt Mary, and Aunt Hattie. For Christmas 1892, Uncle John gave him The Boy Travelers in Central Europe. I guess Uncle John passed away in 1893, because under the inscription is a note added in pencil, "Last book from Uncle John." Some of the inscriptions are from a schoolteacher or Sunday school teacher, and the book is a reward for good work. To Miss Gath, with Mrs. Shaw's love, for general attention and carefulness in all her studies. Sometimes any excuse would do. To Miss Pinky Raymond, for her charming recitation on Saturday evening. Finally, one of my favorite inscriptions. In a childish hand on the inside cover of a tract published in 1838 entitled The Story of Joseph and His Brethren, the owner, Peter Ingray, left an inscription for the ages. Peter Ingray is my name. England is my nation. Basingbourne is my living place, and Christ is my salvation. When I'm dead and in the grave, and all my bones are rotten, take up this book, and in there look, and see I'm not forgotten. Signed, Peter Ingray. I think it is by the slimmest of chances that this little book has survived almost 150 years, and by the slimmest of chances that the name of Peter Ingray this day will be heard and remembered by perhaps more people than Peter saw in a year or a lifetime. So I say to Peter Ingray, of Basingbourne, England, whose bones by now are rotten, we have taken up your little book, and know you're not forgotten.